We went to Charlemagne's piece. Well, I went down and I met Wim and Glenn and a couple of other people. So we went to the piece, and then we started looking for a Turkish restaurant. We were told, well, just around the corner is a Turkish restaurant. Great, so everyone agrees. Great idea. It's hot, like an idiot. I have like a, you know, suit and a tie on, and I'm, you know, burning up anyway, but I thought, okay, Turkish restaurant, let's get the hell out of here. So we walk around the corner, and Glenn, sounding like Donald Duck, goes,
okay, look, let's go right here.
And so we go inside this building for like 30 seconds. It's a chapel or something. And Barbara asks, no, this isn't it. It's right. Okay, so 30 minutes later, we end up in the craziest fast food joint, man, I've been in since Howard Johnson's on the L.A. freeway, you know, in 10 years ago. So we're there, and we have an exhausting meal. Wim and his girlfriend are trying to order, like, a pizza that comes in, like, a pan, like, several inches, you know, high, and I'm trying to get a hamburger, and I do or I don't get it, and so by the end, the milkshakes come, and they're so thick that you can't pour them into a glass. Like, everything that could go wrong, like, just absolutely gross. So we're there. And then we end up on the... so we finally somehow get the hell out of there after they've already given us, like, the idea about, like, a $9 tip on what was a $50 lunch or something. It was weird. And so we walked to, like, this L station. And Wim is still in good spirits. I'm, like, just frustrated. Barbara S. is trying to learn how to conduct 3-4. Glenn is just, you know, Mr. Gloom. But still, Wim is trying to, like, interview Glenn. Glenn won't have any part of it. He's like, no. Another time, later, tomorrow, yesterday, anytime but now. So I was, like, happy to be interviewed, but of course there was no interview to be interviewed. I mean, there was just, like, no interview. And we waited at the train station for 45 minutes. Apparently, in Chicago, everyone has a lot of time on their hands. So we're there. You know, like, there are, like, 9 people, like, sort of, like, hanging over the wooden platforms onto the thing. People are throwing bottles onto the train. And then we've got into the train. And then Wim's speaking Flemish, his girlfriend's speaking French, I'm speaking English, Glenn is trying to understand English, Barbara S. is, like, smoking cigarettes on a train that where there's no smoking, conductors are coming by. We can't get into the goddamn train station. It took another half hour, and the train is going, like, 4 miles an hour. And we're, like, on this train. And then we get to, like, the train depot, and we end up in the garage, this basement garage. You know, and, of course, Wim is in high gear, and he's in good spirits. So he and his girlfriend take, like, some cab somewhere. We decided to walk. We got a block and found out that we were, like, 45 minutes away again from where we were supposed to be. It's a sad story, really. It's a sad story. But it happened, and it was here. And so now I'd like to cut off, and Wim, if you would be so kind, to turn off the tape recorder.